Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Now, as you've been hearing this morning, this is not a great day for a run, but the Brooklyn Half Marathon is on today. Organizers are reminding runners to be very careful in the heat. It is the first time the 13.1-mile race has been run in person since the pandemic. Runners will take off this morning at the Brooklyn Museum and go through Prospect Park before ending at the Coney Island Boardwalk. But it is definitely warmer than long-distance runners would like, and the New York Roadrunners Club is reminding everybody to respect their limits, watch out for heat problems, and be sure to drink enough, but not too much. One of those runners is Dmitry Boyko, a member of the Ukrainian Running Club, working to raise money and awareness as the war wears on. He was on 1010 Winds Newsline with Bridget Quinn.
The objective is to help kids who have lost either the father or the mother or any parent. And, this will be a tragedy for many, many kids for the years to come. And we look to ways to support them.
And as you've been already hearing in 1010 Winds traffic, there are going to be lots of road closures. Stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones throughout the day. The City Health Department's investigating a community's cluster of Legionnaires' disease cases in the Bronx.
Four people in Highbridge and nearby areas, including zip codes 10452 and 10456, have been diagnosed. Results for others pending. So far, no one has died, according to the health department, which is testing water from cooling towers to find the source. People get Legionnaires by breathing in water vapor containing Legionella bacteria. Tiana, who lives here, is concerned.
Very concerning because of the fact that not only there's a lack of information on it in a neighborhood that has caught a few cases, it needs to be known.
Officials say those with flu-like symptoms contact a doctor immediately. Julie Walker, 1010 Winds in Highbridge.
There are two possible cases of monkeypox in New York City. One has been ruled out. That's what state health and city and health officials are saying. Preliminary tests showing one suspected case related to smallpox and chickenpox was not the disease. The other person is being treated as a presumptive positive and confirmed, and that person is isolating. Officials say the current risk to the general public is low.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.